Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
To me, if we have a win against TCU, that makes my on our resume look way better. So I'm really, and I mean that really, like I am obsessed with this game. They've been tougher than us the last 2 years. They've been better than us the last 2 years. They've outcoached us the last 2 years. And so, as I told our team, they've talked a lot about a lot of other things, and then we didn't play very well against West Virginia. Let's do it my way. Let's do it our way.
It's a Big 12 Friday on the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas.
Sanders takes a snap, takes a knee, and that'll do it. That's a really good win.
And that is going to do it. And the Wildcats have beaten the Jayhawks 11 straight times and 6 straight times here in Lawrence. Again, the final, Cats 38, Jayhawks 10.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
For the time, snap, hold, and it's partially blocked. Bears got a hand on that one. It's going to roll dead at the one-yard line. The Bears block the field goal attempt. Baylor's going to take over with 3.5 minutes to go, leading by 3.
Now previewing this weekend's action in the Big 12 Conference, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris.
Hi and welcome, John Morris Show on a Friday. Glad you're with us. Big 12 Friday, yes. High school football Friday as well. Basketball, a lot of basketball going on as well. Great crossover season here in the month of November. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. Highlight cuts in the open. You heard Dave Hunziker with the call. Oklahoma State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Oklahoma State with the win. As Dave said, the closing call there, that's a really good win, and it was for Oklahoma State as they beat TCU last Saturday. 34-27 was the final score. Wyatt Thompson with a call, K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. K-State beats their in-state rival Kansas 38-10, 11th straight win in the series for Kansas State over Kansas. Then a highlight cut going back to Thursday a week ago, Baylor's last game, the win over West Virginia 17-14, courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Now we look ahead to four really good matchups in the Big 12 coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, that's been a good couple of weeks for the Big 12. You know, we've had some really great matchups, but like you said, the ones upcoming or this upcoming weekend are going to be really interesting to keep an eye on. Texas Tech really needs a win, but they got to go to Morgantown. That's never easy for anybody. Iowa State and Oklahoma, I mean, Oklahoma's really, you know, they're you know, not feeling that they need this win. You know, they want to bounce back, you know, after the loss. And then Kansas State and Texas, and we all know how that's played out recently, and you know, Kansas State's going to go into UT and look for a win.
Yeah, and then Baylor TCU, of course, up in Fort Worth. So some great games, the four games on the Big 12 schedule tomorrow. And it's going to really be fun to watch. You've heard the old adage, they remember November. Meaning, once you get to this point in the schedule, you know, final month of the regular season, that's where you really, you know, that's where the rubber hits the road. This is where conference championships are won, you know, spots for in the CFP, and big bowl games, you know, are secured in the month of November. So, you know, games in, they all count evenly, but it just seems like in November, headed down the home stretch, these games just take on greater importance.
And it's, you know, funny that you mentioned that, especially when you look at Baylor. I mean, their November schedule is TCU, Texas, and Oklahoma. You know, Kansas is down there well, but I mean, three of your toughest games are right there in November.
That's it, and starts this week with TCU. So we'll talk all about those games coming up today. We'll have a high school preview. Chris Allman will join us by phone today, not in studio. Chris normally here with us. Mm-hmm. But Chris, the birth of his child, his second child, yesterday, and he texts me and says, I can join you by phone. And I said, only if Carrie says okay, if she approves it.
Right.
And he said, she does. So Chris will join us. I wasn't going to push that at all.
No, you can't do that.
I wasn't going to push it whatsoever. But he sent me a picture from the hospital last night. Great picture. Did you get that or did you see that?
I seen a picture on Facebook. It was like their family.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
It was a really great
picture.
Isn't
that a great picture?
Yeah.
So congratulations to Chris and Carrie and young Lane Allman. And Lane has a brother now. So, but Chris will join us and give us fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's opponent this week, TCU. So that'll be fun to have Chris on with us. Also, there is, oh yeah, by the way, there's a basketball tonight.
Yeah.
For the Lady Bears, they host Grambling, 6 p.m. in the Farrell Center. The broadcast beginning at 5:30 here on ESPN Central Texas with Bruce Geetson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett. And then that will lead right into the men's game. Mm-hmm. The men are in Anchorage, Alaska. They'll play the University of Washington coming up tonight. This is the Armed Forces Classic game, and they unveiled their camo uniforms are going to wear.
Those look nice.
Isn't that sharp?
Yes, I'm a really big fan of those uniforms.
I am too. It's really cool. And I knew that Nike had done something, you know, for this game for Baylor, and I was guessing it would be camo related, but hadn't seen them until they put that out there yesterday. But man, they look sharp.
They really do, and I personally would rather see them wear those more often than those highlighter ones. But that's just me.
True. Highlighters are kind of put in mothballs for now anyway, because of the new branding and the new colors with Nike. But camo tonight as they play on the military base there in Anchorage, Alaska. That broadcast will follow the women's game. So it's going to be a tight turnaround there. The end of the women's game, right into the men's game, but both right here, back to back on ESPN Central Texas. And television there is on ESPN tonight. The women's game, Jim Haller and I will do that on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus for the women's game today. And so two big basketball games for the Bears and the Lady Bears coming up tonight.
It's a busy weekend for Baylor Athletics.
Yeah, it really is.
Really big weekend. I mean, yeah. That Washington and Baylor game tonight, the men's basketball, is going to be a really good game.
Yeah.
And they had a good matchup with Central Arkansas, but this is really going to show you where they are as a team.
Oh, yeah. Really good test here early. So it's Washington's season opener. They haven't had a game yet. I think that's an advantage for Baylor. Travel, obviously, it's a lot closer to get to Anchorage from Seattle than it is from Waco. You fly from Waco to Seattle, and you're still not there yet.
Yeah.
So that's a long trip for Baylor. But that's why they left on Tuesday. I mean, they left Tuesday afternoon, basically flew the rest of the day and overnight, got there about 5 a.m. on Wednesday morning, then had Wednesday to recover, Thursday practice, and then play tonight.
I wonder if, you know, with the circumstances surrounding it and, you know, everything that goes into it with being the, you know, there for the military and everything, if any of that outside distraction from the week, you know, might play into it early on in the game. And, you know, especially if it's Washington's first game,
that
could be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I think it's a real advantage for Baylor having played a game, you know, instead of it being their first game of the year like it is for Washington. So those two games back-to-back tonight here on ESPN Central Texas. Football tomorrow. Day starts early tomorrow, 7 a.m. for coverage here on ESPN Central Texas, 9 a.m. for the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show, and then 11 a.m. kickoff for the Bears and the Frogs coming up tomorrow from Amon G. Carter Stadium.
What time are you heading up there?
We are, our band of merry men are getting together and leaving at 6 a.m. in the morning.
So you'd be there pretty early and get cranked out, get ready.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we'll be fine. I mean, we've got to be set up and ready to go by 9, on the air at 9. So we'll be there. It'll be fine. And nice that it's that close. And it's supposed to be a nice day, right, weather-wise?
Yeah, it should be a really good day. It's probably going to be like picture-perfect weather, for especially that early on for football. And, you know, the good thing about it being an early broadcast is y'all get the remainder of the day.
I know.
You just come home. It's right down the road.
I know. I think we'll be back in Waco by 6. So
that'll
be pretty nice
perfect.
To have a Saturday evening. So
that'll
be good. So that's tomorrow, Baylor and TCU from Fort Worth. Really looking forward to it. That bite we heard from Coach Rule in the open, I love that. He just flat-out says, I'm obsessed with TCU. I'm obsessed with TCU. And he's talking about this game and wanting to beat TCU. Baylor's lost 4 straight in the series. But he's also talking about this stretch of games Baylor is in. West Virginia, TCU, Oklahoma, Texas, all four of those, Coach Rule's not beaten
yeah.
in his 2 years now into his third year here at Baylor. Well, West Virginia, he's got that one. Now he's trying to get that win over TCU tomorrow.
It's like he's got a checklist.
Yes.
He's just, you know, eyeballing it, just focusing and just marking them off one yeah. by one.
And everybody, I mean, everybody said at the start of the season, I mean, this was the gauntlet for Baylor. When you get to this yeah. spot in November, you know, with TCU, Oklahoma, Texas, back-to-back-to-back, I mean, you knew that was going to be the toughest part, toughest stretch of the schedule.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's three of your tougher opponents, you know, traditionally in the Big 12. And to get them in a row, I mean, that's really going to push you and show you where you're at.
Yep. All right. So TCU, Baylor coming up tomorrow. Part of our tailgate show, if you can tune into that, we've got an interview with Alan Lefevre. He is he's the man who wrote the book, The History of Baylor Sports. He works for the Texas Baptist Historical Collection. He's the director there. And an adjunct professor at Truett, but he's a really good resource for history, you know, for historical significance. And so we taped an interview with him just talking about the history between Baylor and TCU, like we were talking about
yeah.
yesterday, and you didn't know that
no.
TCU began in Waco as Adran Male and Female College. So we talked about that with Alan. He was really good with that.
I'm looking forward to listening to that. I really like the historical stuff, you know, especially
right.
when he ties all these matchups up and
right.
everything. So I'm looking forward to hearing that one.
Yep. So that's tomorrow, part of our tailgate show, which is on the air at 9 a.m. All right, take a break. When we come back, let's get a preview of the high school games in the area. Final week of the regular season for high schools and some big games, some significant matchups coming up tonight. We'll let Stephen and Garrett tell us about all of that when we come back. A little bit later, we'll hear from Chris Allman with fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's opponent this week, Baylor and TCU. All that coming up, John Morris Show off and running on a Friday. It's cool out there. Be careful. Bundle up. It's not going to warm up a lot. 52 for the high today here in Central Texas. So it'll be cool most of the day and then certainly tonight at those high school stadiums. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
The Real Texas Gun Show, Saturday, November 16th and Sunday, November 17th at the Bell County Expo Center, the place where small mom-and-pop vendors share the floor with large dealers that buy, sell, and trade firearms. The vendors are some of the most reputable in the state of Texas, and a variety at the show makes it extensive. The Real Texas Gun Show has more than just guns. You'll also find prepper survivalist supplies and equipment, hunting gear, fishing gear, camping supplies, collectibles, and much, much more. The Real Texas Gun Show, November 16th, 9 to 5, and Sunday, November 17th, 10 to 5.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Baylor Bear fans. Get game day ready with Barefoot Campus Outfitters. From going to games to going out on the town or just hanging with friends, Barefoot's got you covered for all occasions. Show your green and white pride with polos, caps, tees, novelty items, and decals. New items arriving weekly. We are Bear Nation. Dress appropriately with Barefoot Campus Outfitters, located on I-35 next to VTEX Barbecue.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years. And the GMC Sierra 1500 light-duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference, where they say cars are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Friday morning, brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. It's a championship decision in business, partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. Their 94% first-time fixed rate leaves their copier service competitors in the dust. You can reach Sean Hunt by calling 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. And back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross, joined by Stephen Simcox. Long day for you guys on a Friday, but appreciate you helping us out. Give us a high school preview of games one, at least one last night, and everything that's coming up tonight.
Yeah, last night it was District 12 6A action, and Killeen and Waco High met at Leo Buckley. Waco High really struggled, as you know, they've done throughout the year, and Killeen just took advantage of, I think there were six turnovers in the game, and Killeen just, yeah, they were able to take advantage of it. And behind a strong game by Kadarius Marshall, just Waco High's defense really couldn't stop him in the rushing game. So the Roos were able to get the victory 37-7 over there. And that was the final game for both teams until next season. One game we have on deck right here, it's going to be a District 10 1A Division 1 matchup between Aquila and Abbott. It's a big rivalry game across the state. Aquila is 3-6, 2-1 in district. Abbott's 3-6, 1-2 in district. Last week, Aquila defeated Golson 51-6, and Abbott fell to Blum 48-0. Now, we're at the time of year where there's multiple playoff scenarios that could shake out. In this one, Aquila controls their own destiny, but with a week 11 win, you know, they're automatically in and be the district or district runner up. A loss sends Abbott, Covington, and Aquila into a tiebreaker. And if Abbott, Abbott needs a win and a Covington loss to Golson to guarantee a spot, and a win against Covington will send the Panthers, Aquila, and Covington into a tiebreaker. And Aquila won this matchup last year 46-0.
Another game going on tonight in District 13, 2A Division 2. Bartlett takes on Iola. Bartlett is 0-9 and 0-3 in district play. Iola is 3-6 and 0-3 in district play. So you might wonder why we're talking about this. Well, because of the size of the district, the winner of this game will make the playoffs.
Wow.
So Bartlett hasn't won a game this year, but they do have a shot to make the playoffs if they can get a victory tonight. They lost their coach in mid-July and hired former Liberty Hill assistant Brian Cosma about 2 weeks before 2A started. So it's been a tough transition for them this season. Both teams are coming off tough losses. Last week, Bartlett fell to Chilton 46-12. Iola lost to Bremont 47-6. And Bartlett hasn't won since September 20th. Iola hasn't won since September 20th?
Yeah.
Iowa hasn't won since September 20th, which was a 14-3 win against Milano, but they can still make the playoffs if they win tonight. And last year, Iowa won this game 49-0. So those two teams fighting for that final spot in District 13 2A Division 2 tonight.
Another game we have is Italy at Riesel. Italy's 6-3, 4-1 on the season. Riesel's 4-5, 3-2. Last week, Italy had the week off while Riesel defeated Itasca 28-20. The Gladiators can lock up the number two seed in District 8-2A with a win because they have an overtime victory against Boscoville. However, a loss could send them into points. At that point, if Riesel beats Italy, the Gladiators will drop from the number two spot to number four in district. Riesel is in after last week's victory over Itasca. They need a win to force at least a one-point differential tiebreaker. A win and Boscoville loss would catapult Riesel from 4-2. And if both Boscoville and Riesel win, Riesel will likely jump from 4-3, dropping Italy to number four spot. Last year, Riesel got the victory over them 33-6.
In District 7, 2A Division 1, Valley Mills and Goldthwaite are going at it. This game is in Valley Mills. The Eagles are 5-4 and 2-2 on the season. Goldthwaite having a very uncharacteristic year for them. They're 2-7 and 1-3 in district play. Last week, Valley Mills defeated Hyco 45-6. Goldthwaite fell to DeLeon 48-7. The simplest way that this all goes down playoff-wise is Valley Mills wins tonight, and they're locked into the number three seed, and then DeLeon could be there at number four. But if Goldthwaite wins, this thing gets a lot more interesting because then Valley Mills, DeLeon, and Goldthwaite will all be in a three-way tie for the third and fourth place in that district, and that'll send it to a point differential. Goldthwaite's problem is that they got blown out, as I said earlier, by DeLeon last week, so it'll be kind of an uphill battle, but they still do have a chance if they can find a way to win tonight. And as I said, Valley Mills controls their own destiny. It's pretty simple for them: win and they lock in that number three seed. And last year, Valley Mills won this game 55-14.
We have number eight Cameron, who's 8-1 and 4-1 in district at Lago Vista. Lago Vista is 6-3, 3-2. Last week, Lago Vista fell to Troy 40-33, and Cameron defeated Maynard New Tech 77-6. If Cameron wins, they'll lock up the number two seed, and Rockdale will go to three, and Lago Vista will be at number four. But if Lago Vista wins, then it'll send Cameron, Rockdale, and them into, and Lago Vista into a point differential tiebreaker. Yo would have to beat Rockdale, who beat Lago Vista. And last year when these teams met, Cameron won 55-14.
And finally, Harker Heights and Shoemaker are squaring off tonight in a big game in District 12, 6A. Shoemaker 6-3 and 5-2 in district, and Heights is 4-5 and 4-3 in district play. Shoemaker has already clinched a playoff spot. They won. They defeated Cove last week 34-28 in a thrilling overtime game. Toby Foreman's doing a really nice job. He's rebuilt the program there. They've gone 2-28 from 2006 to 2018 with both wins in 2018, and he's really – turn that thing around this season. They've won six games, almost tripling their win total of the past 3 years. Shoemaker has to go to Division One, meaning their game against Harker Heights will likely be a win or go to Rockwall scenario. Shoemaker is arguably the best story this year in Central Texas, and Heights is in control of their own destiny. If they win, they can they're locked into the playoffs, and not only that, but they're the number one seed in the Division One bracket, and they'll get to host most likely their first round playoff game. But they lose tonight, they'll need to make sure that or hope that Midway beats Belton to stay in the playoffs. And in that scenario, they'll have to go to Rockwall and play a really good Rockwall team. Last year, Shoemaker won this game 44-43. So those are some games around the area. On our airwaves tonight, as Garrett said, Waco High wrapped up their season last night. So no more Lions games on 101.3. But we will have Midway on 92.9 Shooter FM because we have Baylor basketball on ESPN Central Texas tonight. They'll be taking on Belton, and with a win, they clinch a district title. Temple is playing Coppers Cove, and they still have an outside shot at the district title if Belton can pull off the upset and they can beat Cove tonight. That's on Fox Sports Central Texas. And on 1590 AM, we'll have the Conley Robinson broadcast. We're only going to do one broadcast team tonight, but you can still hear Conley's still on 1590, Robinson's still on 104.9, but we're just going to kind of combine those and stream them off one another. And Robinson, this is the last game of the season for them. Conley's looking to go 10-0 and make the playoffs. And then we'll have a scoreboard show as soon as all these games wrap up. And I guess it should probably come on after basketball. It should end up around 11 o'clock or so.
All right, busy day for you guys, busy night. It's fun, isn't it, to see the how important some of these games are for playoff spots, playoff seeding, all of that. So there's a lot of important games this evening.
There are, yeah, for sure. And we'll try to sort through all that as much as we can in the scoreboard show, not only give you scores, but also try to update you on who's going where, who finished where. And we're both hoping that there won't be a whole lot of games and teams sent to point differential and coin flips and all that stuff.
Exactly. All right, guys, appreciate it. Thank you very much. You'll hear more from Stephen and Garrett on the post-game scoreboard show tonight. That'll be here on ESPN Central Texas following Baylor basketball. But games galore this evening, so enjoy the games and the game broadcast coming up this evening. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Chris Allman will join us, not in studio today, for a good reason. He'll join us by phone. We'll let him give us that reason when we come back. Chris will give us fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's opponent this week, TCU. Stephen, you might want to stick around for this.
Yeah, I think I will. I want to hear who's in the notable alum section.
Yeah.
I think you're on the list.
I hope so.
I think you make the list.
I hope I make
Absolutely.
The list.
Yeah. So Chris Allman will be with us when we come back. Glad you're with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time or you're too tired or busy. There's a special place that will change your life. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And they have a commitment to you too. With personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corley. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean, spacious locker rooms, each with a Whirlpool, towel service, a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. It's a place for your family, friends, you and me. No better tennis facilities with Britt Coleman, the tennis pro. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you could call home, a place you could work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. You just need to walk through the front door, and you've started the journey to fitness and feeling better on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And take it from me, it will change your life like you will never imagine.
Miller Lite is brewed for every Cowboys fan who knows Miller Lite has been the only beer of the Cowboys since day one. Because when it comes to your team and your beer, you never compromise. That's why we brew Miller Lite with great taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite. Hold true. Celebrate responsibly. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat.
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Now's your chance to get the unstoppable performance of a new train system for your home. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a train. High school football was in action in District 12-6A Thursday night. Killeen defeated Waco High 37-7. Both schools' 2019 seasons have come to a close. Tonight, Midway is at Belton on 92.9 FM. Temple hosts Copper's Cove on AM 1330 and 93.9 FM. Conley is at Robinson. For the Conley broadcast, tune in to AM 1590 and 99.3 FM, and the Robinson broadcast can be heard on 104.9 FM. All pregames begin at 7 with kickoff at 7:30, and all can be streamed live at centexsportsfan.com under High School Football Broadcast. On the hardwood, both the Baylor Lady Bears and men's basketball teams are in action tonight. The Lady Bears take on Grambling at 5:30, and the men, they take on Washington at 8 p.m., both on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Yeah, I love college football rivalries as a fan. I don't have a rivalry with TCU, me per se. I wasn't here like in the last 10 years and all that's going on. Coach Patterson's been unbelievably kind to me since I took the job. So I have there's really no rivalry for me there. What is cool is, you know, it's a drivable game. So, you know, we have a chance to go up there and family and friends can come, up players' parents can come. It's one of the reasons why, you know, Texas recruits should stay in state, because they can say you can go see a lot of local games. But there's no rivalry to me as much as this. a deep, deep respect that I have for the way they run their program and the way they recruit and the way they coach their players and how hard they play.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Coach Matt Rhule, his thoughts on the revivalry with TCU. It is revived again tomorrow, 115th meeting all time, Baylor and TCU from Fort Worth. Tomorrow morning, bright and early. Coverage begins at 7 a.m. The Baylor alumni tailgate show on the air at 9 a.m. Kickoff at 11:03 to be exact. Radio broadcast here on ESPN Central Texas, television on FS1. Garrett is here, Steven is here, and we welcome in Chris Allman by phone today, and for a good reason, you're not here with us. And I want to make the point again, Chris, as we welcome you in, that you offered to do this, and I said only if Kerry approves. So you've got to confirm that Kerry said, yes, it's okay for you to do this.
Yeah, she absolutely approved, in large part because I think she probably knew I was going to talk about Jack on the radio. So that would be it. Now we get another keepsake of his birth.
There you go.
A little audio recording.
Well, congratulations to both of you on the birth of young Jack Stephen Garrett MJ Allman yesterday. Congratulations. Everybody doing well?
Everyone's doing good. Yeah, how far did we miss MJ's birthday? Is he the 5th?
The 5th, yes. Very okay. Close, yeah.
Yeah, Jack was due on the 5th.
Right.
But then wasn't here. So we came in yesterday at 5 a.m., and he was born at 1:14 p.m.
All right.
It was very smooth. Everyone is super healthy. The staff and the doctors here at Providence are awesome. So we're a little tired, but crazy, crazy happy.
Shout out to Providence. Maybe that'll get you a little knocked off your bill, so that's good. Hopefully that happens, right?
Wait, they charge you for this kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, that's coming.
It's not a public service.
Yeah, but that's coming. But a little sleep deprived, you said, but you're doing well and Kerry's doing well.
Yes, Kerry's always doing better than me. Like, it really doesn't matter the circumstance. Kerry's always going to just be doing better than me. But for a woman who gave birth, 20 hours ago, she is incredible, and she looks flawless.
Well, the pictures look that. The pictures, yes, tell that same story. So really good pictures, and thanks for sharing those. And congratulations again. We're really happy for y'all. How's Lane doing?
She is good. She's, I think the whole thing is just wild for her.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing has been theory for 9 months. You know, you're going to be a big sister. Baby Jack has been this fictional person. And then when we brought her in yesterday to meet him, she was almost like kind of a goofy giddy because she kind of couldn't believe what was happening.
Right.
So she got to see him quite a bit yesterday. And she had loosened up and relaxed and was being a very loving big sister by the end of the day. But she hasn't seen him today yet. So hopefully it'll be even better today.
That's good. Well, that's real, isn't it? Right. When she sees Jack and she gets to hold him, that makes it all come to reality.
Yeah, I got my one cry in for the year, so I'm good. And now I can I don't plan on having any more kids, so I'll probably never cry again.
No, there'll be more. Let me tell you, there's more. You walk Lane down the aisle, there'll be more.
And if the Astros rebound and get that second World Series championship,
well, that too.
We'll probably cry then too.
Getting way ahead of ourselves here, though, so we're not marrying Lane off today. Congratulations. We're really happy for you and appreciate you being with us today. So Steven stayed in here, and I'm sure when you give the list of notable alums from TCU, Steven's going to be on that list.
I just actually thought – I got a copy of Steven's transcript, so I just thought we would go through
his
entire TCU career. That'd be the entire fun fact.
That'll be good. Steven, anything you need redacted before he takes off on that?
Bump up that GPA a few points.
Steven, you were on the campus radio team, right?
Yeah, KTCU.
Any really memorable calls or – sporting events that you covered there? I'll let you start the fun facts.
I ran the board for a 22-inning baseball game one time.
Oh.
In the NCAA tournament, TCU played Sam Houston. And it was before they changed the ball. I think that was what they did. They changed the ball or the bat, one of the two. And, you know, college baseball used to be like 19 to 17.
Yeah.
And then there was like a couple of years where they went too far with changing the bat and nobody could hit the ball. So it was TCU won 3-2 in 22 innings.
Wow.
And like,
what a game.
Neither team could score for 12 to 15 of those. And I think I left the studio at like 3 in the morning. So that
was
a long, long
good
day.
Good gracious.
There's a good fun fact to kick things off.
Yeah, that is. Okay. And John, since I don't have a clock in front of me, you just stop me whenever it's time
okay.
to get a break.
Okay.
So I heard you mention this. I know Coach Rule was saying in that cut when he came back that he doesn't see it as a rivalry, but the phrase, the revivalry, is that a real thing? Like, is that a branded thing, or is that just kind of something people are calling it and trying to make it happen?
I don't think it's a real thing, but I'm trying to make it that way. I use it. I use it a lot.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. I really like it too. And according to my records, and maybe you can help me clear this up or what Baylor records say, College Football Reference has TCU with an all-time lead of 54-47-5, but then Wikipedia, which you know is never wrong, has TCU leading 55-52-7. Do you have any idea which of those is more accurate in the all-time standings?
The second one is what I have, okay. and it's what TCU's notes have and what Baylor's notes have. So TCU by three all-time.
Okay, so it's very evenly matched for all intents and purposes. Did you guys know that there are not very many rivalries that have been played as many times as this one? And according to my records, only Georgia-Auburn, Minnesota-Wisconsin, and then the old, was Kansas-Missouri called the Border War?
Yes.
They are the only other rivalries that have been played 100-plus times. Does that sound right, or does that sound something I'm just making up?
I know there's others. I mean, others that are 100-plus than just those. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know off the top of my head. I would think maybe Texas A&M, Texas A&M have played
I think Baylor and A&M, and maybe Baylor-Texas are 100-plus also.
Okay, maybe the note here is, I guess the operative term is similarly competitive. So maybe it's one of the only ones that's evenly matched over 100-plus meetings. Maybe that makes more sense.
Okay.
But again, doesn't really have to be true. We just need to get it out on the radio. Okay, so significant games. There's really no way to segue in and out of this, and we may have talked about this last year, but in 1971, did TCU's coach, Jim Pittman, did he collapse on the sidelines and pass away?
Yes, he did, at what was then Baylor Stadium.
Okay. Was that pre-Coach Taft, or was that Coach Taft's first year?
71 was the year?
Yes.
That would have been, Bill Beal's last year, the last year before Coach Taft.
Okay. That's just not something that I have heard about that much, and obviously it's not something to celebrate, but when I've now read that a couple of times, and it's still just, it's just a shocking and sad thing to read. Okay, a couple other significant games. We could talk about 2014 because Steven is here. but here's the question. I want to ask a question for you, J-Mo, and Steven, maybe even for you too. So you got the 2014 game, which is 61-58, but then you've got the 2011 season opener, the Baylor 50, TCU 48. J-Mo, in your opinion, Steven, in your opinion, which one of those is more shocking of a win? Is it when you're down 21 in the fourth and you come back and win, or in a season where Baylor was, 7-6 the year before and playing the defending Rose Bowl champs? Am I correct in that?
Yes, that's correct.
Which one of those two wins was more surprising?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of splitting hairs. Like, that comeback was amazing. That offense was so good though, and they could score so fast. And I remember, J-Mo, that TCU had a penalty after that pick six.
Right.
And Baylor got the ball in good field position, and they scored. I think like Shock ran one in under a minute. So it was really a two score game, kind of immediately after that touchdown. And I as a TCU fan who was there, didn't really feel super comfortable. Like, I felt like they could have come back. I guess it was maybe that RG3 team because you just didn't know much about them. But TCU was also still in the Mountain West then, and they had had a lot of turnover. Like Casey Paul Hall was the quarterback. They had lost a lot of guys. But I think you could go either way. I guess maybe I think it's probably still 61-58 just because you don't see teams come back from 21-point deficits in half, like basically half quarter.
Yeah, in half, not even the full quarter, right. Basically the last half of the fourth quarter. So I would say that one.
Okay. I just remember we went to that 50-48 game, and it was just a Baylor brand of football I had never seen. So that one is, mm-hmm. I mean, I was at 61-58 too, but I still remember that 2011 season opener just kind of being a shocker. Okay. In 2014, TCU became just the fourth college football program in history to have competed in all six of the modern day college football playoff bowls. So they joined Florida State, Miami, and Tennessee as the only programs to play in the Rose, Fiesta, Sugar, Cotton, Peach, and Orange.
Impressive.
And they have wins in all of those except the Fiesta and the Orange. So rebounding from a couple of tough losses that we were just talking about, Steven, you guys have had great success in bowls. So there's one for you guys. okay, I know we don't have a ton of time, so some fun facts. Revisiting the one we talked about with West Virginia, TCU is the three-time and current defending NCAA rifle champions. I went and looked up and read a little bit about TCU rifle, and it's called women's rifle, but Steven, you said it's a co-ed sport, correct? It just so happens that TCU's team is all
TCU's
women?
TCU's team is all women. That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. And here's another fun football fact about TCU. They have the very unique place in history. They have had a league MVP and a championship game MVP in the NFL and in the Canadian Football League.
Oh.
So LT won NFL MVP in 2006, and then Larry Brown won Super Bowl MVP for the Cowboys in the Super Bowl 30, 1996. Mm-hmm. And then in the Canadian Football League, Casey Printers won the CFL MVP, or they call it the most outstanding player, in 2004. And then a wide receiver named Jason Tucker won the Grey Cup MVP for the Edmonton Eskimos in 2003. Hmm. So they're the only college program to have an MVP, a league MVP, and a championship game MVP in both the NFL and CFL. So that's pretty neat.
Interesting. That's good. Jason Tucker from Robinson?
I believe so.
Am I right on that?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's do some famous alumni and former students real quick. The great, truly great Dan Jenkins, longtime SI writer, a TCU alum, Bob Schieffer from CBS News and Face the Nation, and Rod Roddy, the Price is Right announcer, is a TCU alum. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I'd heard that in the past.
Yes, I'd heard that before.
What's his real name?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah, it's not Rod Roddy. I don't know what it is. Sorry.
I would have never thought that his name is not Rod Roddy. I just thought the guy was born to be the Price is Right announcer with Rod Roddy. Did you guys know, this is a fictional alumni, did you guys know the professor from Gilligan's Island held a PhD from TCU?
No. Now that's a good one.
I've never heard that. That's funny.
That's very good.
That's a real good fun fact.
Yeah.
Okay, there are plenty of sports famous alums, but let me do two real quick. Kurt Thomas, who I think is incredibly underrated, his college basketball career is underrated. He maybe was not the first guy, but he's one of only a handful of guys to ever lead the nation in scoring and rebounding, if I'm not mistaken. Does that ring a bell to everyone?
Yeah, I believe that's right. And he had a pretty good NBA career. I mean, he was never like a star, but he played for a long time in the league.
Yeah. John, do you have any memories of calling Southwest Conference, Baylor, TCU games and Kurt Thomas having any big games or at least leaving a mark?
Yeah, I mean, I remember him for sure. I don't remember any games in particular, but, man, he was good. He was really good.
Yeah, he did. He went on and had a pretty good NBA career, largely with the Knicks, but I know he played for a few teams. And then let me confirm this fun fact real quick. Did Bob Lilly go to TCU, Cowboys great?
Yes.
Okay. So who amongst these three TCU alums is the greatest TCU football alum? Is it Davey O'Brien? Is it Bob Lilly? Or is it LaDainian Tomlinson? Because that is a lofty, lofty triumvirate there.
I mean, I'd go LT, but all those are good. I think just the career LT had in college, he was so prolific as a rusher, and then going on to be an NFL Hall of Famer and the league MVP, that's who I would pick.
Yeah, I mean, with the local connection also with LT, it'd be hard to pick against him. I love Bob Lilly.
Yeah.
I love Bob Lilly.
Yeah, I mean, you got probably the greatest Waco area athlete of all time. You got Bob Lilly, who I think is Mr. Cowboy, and then you got Davey O'Brien, who they named an award after. So it is a, like I said, it's a lofty list.
Yeah, we're doing a disservice to Davey O'Brien, but not selecting him too.
Yeah.
Final
all right,
couple.
I think that's a. Yeah, I'll wrap it up with that. I mean, we all know that TCU was and Baylor shared some time in Waco. That's been discussed before. So we'll just leave it at that and celebrate TCU's greatest all-time alum, Stephen Simcox.
Stephen Simcox, exactly. Top of the list.
Top of the list.
Chris, thanks very much. Again, congratulations to you and Carrie and Lane on the birth of young Jack Allman. We're very happy for you, and hope everybody's doing well. Please pass that along for us.
Will do, sir. It's good to talk to you guys this morning.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Get a nap when you can.
Will do, sir.
Thanks very much to Chris Allman. Fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with. Plus, an update live from Providence Hospital on the birth of Jack Allman yesterday afternoon. Let's take a break. Be back. Wrap things up when we come back. John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
This high school football segment with Whitney head coach Mark Bird is brought to you by Glofford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
Club's coming off a great win after knocking off number one Grandview. How hard is it for the kids to put that behind them and get ready for the Grosbeck Goats?
You know, we had to start that process on Saturday morning, you know, living the positives and then just kind of being humble, how to accept victory, because, you know, when you get in this position and you haven't been there throughout the program as far as this far and big a win since I've been here, it's kind of uncharted waters. So humbling those kids and bringing it back down and still using that firepower to our advantage has been a test all week, you know, and going into Monday and Tuesday, you know, we keep trying to bring them down. And I think we're there. You know, we're playing with a lot of confidence and learning how that confidence can be channeled to, you know, still being balanced as a person.
Okay, let's go back to last Friday. What does this win do for your program, the foundation you're trying to set here in Whitney?
I think we've definitely flipped some scripts as far as, you know, preaching defense as a program and knowing that defense wins championships, and that's where we're at right now. But I look back and I look at our lower programs because we're really having a good fall. You know, our two junior high teams are in the top two. Our band is at state. Our volleyball team, you know, they're in the second round, and then our cross-country team's made regional. So I just think these positives in the fall are really helping the program in general, and at the same time, community, school district. But as far as our football program, it's taken us to the next step. You know, kids staying hungry, you know, the younger kids wanting to be a Wildcat and be a part of that process, and having that kind of crowd every Friday night on your back. So it's been really, really a positive for us.
What are you expecting from the Goats?
You know, I think the Goats will play us hard. You know, I think they're young right now, and they've got a couple of explosive kids in the running backs. The quarterback has a really good arm whenever he's able to get it out, and they throw the ball down the field. So, you know, our secondary's got to play on point, and we haven't had anybody really just throw it down the field yet. But I think Grosbeck will be primed. It's their last home ball game. You don't want to get into a trap game and really go in there and keep that momentum going as far as the pace of play and stuff like that.
ESPN Central Texas.
Come experience the difference at Glofford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years. And the GMC Sierra 1500 light-duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference. Where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. High school football was in action in District 12-6A Thursday night. Killeen defeated Waco High 37-7. Both schools' 2019 seasons have come to a close. Tonight, Midway is at Belton on 92.9 FM. Temple hosts Copper's Cove on AM 1330 and 93.9 FM. Conley is at Robinson. For the Conley broadcast, tune in to AM 1590 and 99.3 FM, and the Robinson broadcast can be heard on 104.9 FM. All pregames begin at 7 with kickoff at 7:30, and all can be streamed live at CentexSportsFan.com under High School Football Broadcast. On the hardwood, both the Baylor Lady Bears and men's basketball teams are in action tonight. The Lady Bears take on Grambling at 5:30, and the men, they take on Washington at 8 p.m., both on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back to wrap things up quickly here, move out of the way. Matt Mosley is warming up in the bullpen. He's coming up from 10 to noon here on ESPN Central Texas. Noon to 3 is a necessary roughness. 3 to 5:30 today is You Make the Call. 5:30, Lady Bear basketball on the air with the pregame show headed toward a 6 p.m. tip-off, Baylor versus Grambling from the Farrell Center. I want to mention this. Coach Bill Brock will not be with the team tonight. He is being inducted into the Grayson County Hall of Fame this evening. So he was the coach there, very successful coach there, and Coach Mulkey talked him into leaving that head coaching job to come be the associate head coach here. But he'll miss the game tonight for a very good reason. So congratulations to Coach Bill Brock with that honor coming up this evening.
Yeah, congratulations. And you definitely can't miss that.
Right. No, you got to be there for that.
So, yeah, big congratulations to you.
So it changes the dynamics on the bench a little bit with Coach Brock not being there. But the Lady Bears in action against Grambling. 5:30 airtime here on ESPN Central Texas TV on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. That game will be followed directly, both games back-to-back here on ESPN Central Texas, by the men's game in Anchorage, Alaska. Baylor number 16 in the nation taking on Washington. So that comes up tonight and airtime at 8 p.m., 8:30 tip-off our time. I figured out that Alaska is 3 hours behind us. So that's a 5:30 tip-off Anchorage, Alaska time. So that's the difference in time zones from Waco to Anchorage, Alaska.
I figured it would be a little bit further. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's so close. It is really close to Seattle.
California, so, yeah. Pacific time. Yeah, it's an hour further than Pacific time. It's really in between Pacific and Hawaii time.
Okay.
Is what it is, 1 hour between there. So Pat Nunley and David Kay are there for the broadcast of that one tonight, men's basketball versus Washington. Remind you again, Baylor TCU football tomorrow. Pregame coverage begins at 7 a.m., the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show at 9 a.m., kickoff at 11 a.m. for Baylor and TCU, all here on ESPN Central Texas, and television tomorrow on FS1. Day of the day, Garrett, you tell us, is Cappuccino Day.
Yeah, I love coffee. I'm a big coffee guy, but cappuccino is just not one of my favorites.
I got you.
Yeah.
Neither for me.
No.
Neither cappuccino or coffee. So.
Oh, I love coffee, but yeah, cappuccino is a little too fancy for me.
So today, National Cappuccino Day. Yeah. Raise a pinky finger and enjoy some cappuccino. Hey, appreciate Chris Allman being with us. Thanks again to him. Congratulations to Chris and Carrie on the birth of their son, Jack, just yesterday. And stay tuned. Matt Mosley is coming up next. Keep it here on ESPN Central Texas.
And by the way, we are playing Baylor.